A young lad, 11 years of age, was walking through the park heading home, and two other young children, around about 12 years of age or so, threw a petrol bomb at him. It set him on fire. His back was badly burnt. His hair was singed. And he's now, he was taken to Elton McGavin, but he's now been transported to the Royal Victoria Hospital in Belfast, so his burns are pretty serious. I spoke with the family last night, who are absolutely distraught, you know, and it beggars the question, you know, here's the Craigan Estate, a population of about 11,000. We never had a play park, and we fought hard, really, really hard, for a number of years. I mean, we have £1 million district play park, GC football pitch, everything. And here's children banging petrol bombs on it. Absolutely insanity. I have actually heard people saying this, that I'm not seeing my children in that park again.
We understand that the injured lad told his mother when he got to the house that as he was going home, he passed by two women who didn't help him at all.
I was speaking to Maura last night, and that's her exact words. I think it was something that's sticking in her head. She kept saying to me, how did two people, and these are women, probably mothers, who have children of their own, and stand and look at your child, look at a child in fire screaming, and not doing nothing about it? I think that's absolutely horrendous. And these people need to be looking at themselves in the mirror today and asking themselves the question, you know, if it's your child, would you like someone to do that to you? Or if it was a relation of yours? No, the reality, the gut instinct anybody should have is you go and you help right away. That's the first thing you do. So this is something that's really sort of stuck in the craw of this. The mother here is terrible.
The PSNI are asking for help from the community in identifying the boys that were responsible for this incident, and you're urging the community to respond to that call.
By all means, 100%. The community needs to step up the mark here. This is a tragic incident. It should never have happened. The community have a responsibility now to help the PSNI with whatever information they have, and it would be appealing to parents. You know your children. You should have been smelling your children's hands, looking at them, smelling their clothes. See if there's a smell of petrol of them, or if they're a look of guilt on their face, then you have a duty to this community to report that to PSNI.